A Senate committee is scheduled to vote today on President Trump's nomination of Betsy DeVos to lead the U.S. Department of Education. DeVos is a billionaire charter school advocate who critics say lacks any experience in the public school system. WSHU's Jessica Opateach spoke to parents, teachers, and school administrators on Long Island, which has been a hotbed for the national opt-out movement against standardized testing.
Over the weekend, parents, teachers, and school administrators gathered in Suffolk to discuss the uncertain future of public education and how to harness the growing influence of the opt-out movement. But the shadow of DeVos's nomination by President Trump hung over the forum. Dr. Michael Hines is the superintendent of the Patchogue-Medford School District. He says public school supporters need to be proactive about protecting public education.
They don't realize that if Betsy DeVos or someone like her is appointed as the next U.S. Secretary of Education, that a privatization movement will take place, taking over public schools.
Beth Domino is the president of the Port Jefferson Station Teachers Association and an eighth grade science teacher.
This discussion today is about how do we make sure that not only opt out, but the rest of the discussion, where does it go from here? What else can we do? Because Ms. DeVos is not going to be the answer to this problem.
Hines fears that Trump might cut federal funding from districts based on their opt-out rates. More than two dozen New York State school districts have publicly expressed their opposition to DeVos. More than half are from Long Island. Jessica Opateach, WSHU News.